There are calls for Chinese international students to receive better sex education in order to combat misconceptions and outdated ideas that could lead to unwanted pregnancies and sexually transmitted diseases. Officially, sex education is supposed to be taught in Chinese high schools, but many university students now studying in Australia say that comprehensive lessons are rare. My reporter, Min Law, spoke with Dr. Andrew Can, a fertility specialist working in Sydney's Chinatown, to find out more.
Are there many cases in your clinic with regard to Chinese students getting abortion or sexually transmitted infections?
My clinic is in Chinatown, and it's quite close to a lot of universities like UTS and Sydney University. We also have a lot of English schools around this area. So I would say I would see a majority of the patients that needed termination of pregnancies or are pregnant unexpectedly. Because I'm positioned in this area that I see a lot of these sort of patients.
So based on your experience, how would you describe Chinese students' sex knowledge?
The main issue is that they are quite young when they come over here. So some of them come over here at high school, some of them come over here to start university. And when they come over here, they're usually by themselves. Their parents have, because they are usually from one-child families, their parents have they're not necessarily rich. So the parents have spent a lot of money and they can only afford to send their child over. And they're here by themselves. So depending on the amount of knowledge that they did get before they came to Sydney or to Australia, that would determine their behavior. But I would say on the whole, because they come across so young, and because because of the culture, the Chinese culture that does not really talk too much about sex education, and also I don't think the schooling system in China emphasizes on sex education. I think they have limited knowledge when they come over here, so they would base most of their knowledge on what they find on the web or from friends.
When they come here to get abortion, what is their biggest concern?
Their biggest concern is about future fertility. So, they do want to get pregnant eventually. It's just not at the right time for them because they're at school, because they're young, for because they're not married. So for lots of reasons, they cannot keep this pregnancy. By far, the highest question that we are asked most of the time is about whether this procedure would cause any issues with future pregnancies.
Last year's advertiser reports desperate international students are being forced to take drastic measures, including prostitution, to pay for abortions. So is the cost of abortion really unaffordable?
Fees is covered mainly by their private health insurance. I think they have to take out a mandatory private health insurance, and the fees is covered by that. So I don't think they are out of pocket a lot of money. So that is not really the issue for them.
It is said that many Chinese international students are getting unwanted pregnancy and seeking abortion. What are the causes behind the phenomenon?
I'm not sure whether that there are more Chinese students that need abortion or get sexually transmitted disease compared to other foreign students, like, you know, whether they come from Indian subcontinent or whether they come from Europe. I actually don't think it's more than them. It could be better. It can always be better. I mean, if this sort of thing can be prevented, that would be the best. The problem, again, as I've said, is that they come across too young before they learn this, either from their parents or from the school. The second thing is the culture. So unlike maybe the European culture where sex education is more freely available and maybe enforced in schools, it's not enforced in the Chinese schools, and it is a cultural issue with parents speaking to their children about sex. Perhaps in that way, we do see a lot of Chinese students that, you know, really could have been avoided if they had the simple knowledge about prevention, contraception, and even like contraception would help with sexually transmitted disease. I mean, condoms and all, if they use condoms, will help both with sexually transmitted disease and contraception.
What is the biggest misunderstanding of sex knowledge among those students?
The biggest misunderstanding is about the fertile or infertile period. So a lot of patients, a lot of female patients think that if they have intercourse, sexual intercourse, just before, just after a period, they are safe because they are not ovulating during that time. That is the biggest misunderstanding. Unfortunately, yes, it has been shown that a woman can ovulate at any time of a cycle, you know, even from the first day of a cycle when she's having the period, on the second day when she has the heaviest day, she can still be ovulating. The chances are less, you know, but, you know, I've done this so many years, and it can be at any time of the cycle that they have intercourse that they can fall pregnant. So the only reliable way is to use some form of contraception. Condoms are good because condoms prevent sexually transmitted disease. The oral contraceptive pill, you know, you have to use something. You cannot depend on what we call the rhythm method, or you cannot depend on timing to prevent pregnancies.
Dr. Andrew Can ending that report by Wire reporter Min Law.